From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has met to consider condemning North Korea, known as DPRK, for its latest missile tests, one of which landed inside waters that are part of Japan's exclusive economic zone. Boro Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This is a totally unacceptable action on the part of DPRK. There was no warning whatsoever. We see it as a grave violation of certainly the resolutions of the Security Council that have been passed before, but it is certainly a major, major problem for the security and safety of our region.
He appealed to the Council for unity, urged it to send a strong message to Pyongyang, and expressed hope the Council would act soon. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The United States continues to believe that our response to North Korea's destabilizing activities is stronger when the international community remains united.
He said the U.S. is not only reaching out to its allies, but other countries like Russia and China to convince them such tests are destabilizing. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has reportedly taken an early lead as vote counting from municipal elections continues. Pre-election polling suggested the ANC, plagued by a weak economy and allegations of scandal, could be in political hot water in key governments. Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu cast his ballot Wednesday.
It is a dream to know that one can vote in South Africa as a black person. It's fantastic, and I hope everybody will want to use their vote in the right way.
With a quarter of the vote counted, the ANC held 50% of the ballots to the opposition Democratic Alliance's 37, 34%. This is VOA.